Oh, my friends, my friends. We are having more fun. In fact, if the government found out about it, they would tax us. It is having so much fun. And speaking of fun, we've got a very special guest coming up a little later in the show, Stephen Slaan. He is the editorial director and associate publisher of the famed Saturday Evening Post. And he's going to be joining us and sharing his philosophies and theories on grilling. And you know, Chef Eric, what a great guy. And yep. And he seems to think that we've got to do some things throughout the year together, Saturday Evening Post and us. And I was very honored when he said that.
That's great.
Because
what an institution.
Oh, it is. I mean, we just, how about that? Us and the Saturday Evening Post. That would be kind of a shocker.
Could we get a cover with our picture on it? You know, the drawings, the
well, he said,
was it?
He said they were trying to grow circulation.
Sorry.
Yeah,
it would go the wrong direction.
We could give you some amazing numbers, but I don't think it's the direction he wants to go. But you'll find Stephen is a great interview. He's a great aficionado, and he takes his grilling roots back to where most of us take them back, to our childhood. And I know I was very, very close to my father. And speaking of fathers, I'd like to take a moment out to recognize and pass on the heartfelt and deepest sympathies of Chef and the Fat Man to Miss Mary Moore. She is the owner of Cook's Warehouse. She is the one that built that incredible organization. Her father passed away earlier this week. And I have sent condolences to Mary, and she's been gracious enough to return them. Thank. She is a classy act. And you know, Chef Eric, I tell people all the time, when, especially as people are passing in their lives, no one can truly understand how another person feels.
Right.
You can't, because you don't know all the relationship there. But one thing you can be is you can try to be, as a survivor, the living legacy of the person that passed.
Right.
And that's a strong obligation that we all have. And Mary is what an incredible living legacy she was to her father. She is to her father. You know, you couldn't be prouder. I mean, she, as a lady, she went into a very tough field of chefing, made her name and renown in chefing, and then started her own business and grew it extraordinarily strong, doing everything the right way. And what parent could ask for any more than that? So, Mary, from all of us at Chef and the Fat Man, our prayers and wishes go out to you and your family. Now, Chef Eric, not to suggest that we bring up something like that before we eat, but I'm just saying, now, you par-cooked the salmon. Once again, let's run down what you did to it.
Simply dressed it with a little bit of olive oil on both sides, salt, and a drizzle of honey, and some lemon slices on top. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to prepare some flatbreads. And
mini pizzas.
Yeah, they're like mini pizzas, basically. And what we're going to do is we're going to start with something called a yum-yum sauce, which is...
A yum-yum sauce. It sounds like a what do they call that, Speedy Gonzales number 2 at the local Mexican restaurant? Is that...
I don't know anything about what you're talking about. But
well, I mean, you know how you go to the Chinese or Mexican restaurant, and you don't know the credibility of the place unless they got a Speedy Gonzales.
I don't think I've ever eaten at any Mexican restaurant.
Well, they had a Speedy Gonzales, and you haven't eaten Mexican. All you've eaten is just
really okay,
South American cooking,
yeah,
or Latin cooking.
There's
whatever.
That. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this yum yum sauce, and it's a white, it's a mayonnaise based sauce, basically.
Now, I saw you stick your finger in it.
Yep.
I didn't hear you say yum-yum.
I said it inside.
Oh, did you?
If you've ever had yum-yum sauce, it's usually the stuff when you go to hibachi at a restaurant. It's the white sauce, sort of, or pinkish sauce that they give you.
That you dump everything over everything.
Oh, my gosh. It's my favorite. It's my favorite sauce. It's just ridiculously, insanely
the shibis.
Delicious. And I get double orders of the seafood sauce or yum-yum sauce.
Oh,
and
double.
Yeah.
She has to leave the bottle.
Well, that's pretty much what they end up doing after they've refilled it so many times.
So if you
put this on fried rice.
Oh, yes.
It's just crazy good. I'm not going to speak to the calorie content at all. We're just going to ignore
like
that
we
whole
care.
Thing. All right. So I've spread out on these three flatbreads the yum yum sauce. And now I'm going to take my salmon. And I've pretty much par-cooked the salmon. I'm not looking to fully cook it. So I've got still a little bit of nice pink inside there. And I'm just breaking it off into little pieces.
Now, you're going to be going up to Michigan. Lake Michigan has some great sockeye salmon fishing.
You know, I was actually supposed to go
sockeye
salmon fishing.
You know what? you better hope the weather's right because, man, that lake can get as choppy as any ocean, man.
Well, actually, a lot of teams that do transatlantic racing, they actually practice on Lake Michigan.
Man, I've been out there sometimes on those charter boats, and I'm telling you, man, it is brutal. You're being thrown right and left, and when you can throw someone of my heft around like a like a bobber, it's and it doesn't make for very pleasant fishing either, especially when the first mate is chewing tobacco. Hey, want to chaw? No thanks.
Where was he from?
Well, he was from not from around Chicago area. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right,
Southern Illinois.
So we put the salmon on, and by itself, you know, it probably tastes pretty good, but it doesn't look very pretty yet. So what we are going to do next is we're going to take some of the fennel, and we're going to shake off the citrus juice and dress this with a little bit of the fennel. And again, the fennel is going to give it a little bit of that licorice sort of taste that goes with salmon very well. Okay.
And once again, this is a recipe that's taking maybe 15 or 20 minutes. The cooking time is a long time, and even that's not that long.
Now, this is where this gets a little bit tricky.
All right.
Now, we're going to take our rendered bacon.
Now, why is that tricky?
We're going to put our bacon on top of this. Well, what's tricky? Because people are like, yeah, see? That's exactly right.
What, bacon on pizza?
Bacon on salmon on pizza.
Yeah. I mean, who would think? It's no more ridiculous than some idiot putting peanut butter and jelly on a...
Okay, settle down there. Oops. Settle down.
That's the fourth recipe.
That's next. Yeah, exactly. And this is a little basil that's in that fennel. You could certainly use tarragon or parsley. So the last thing I'm going to do is put this on the egg, let it heat up a little bit more, just get the bread nice and crispy. And on top of that, when we come bring it back from the egg, because it's going to go out there for just a few minutes, we're going to drizzle a little bit of an aioli that is mayonnaise, sour cream, garlic, and bacon oil. Do you remember what bacon oil is?
Yes, I do. I'm very sad.
Why?
I'm forgetting a critical ingredient to any pizza. Cheese.
No. This is seafood. We're not going with any cheese.
No! Man, wait a minute. pizza without cheese. I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
It doesn't... I mean, that's un-American.
Yeah. Well, guess what? This is not an American pizza. So.
All right.
Now, when we bring it back in, we're also going to put some... capers. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and put the capers on now so they can soften just a little bit.
Do you have any cheese?
Huh?
Do you have any cheese?
I got plenty of cheese. I'm not putting cheese on this.
Can I have one piece of cheese?
No cheese.
Boy, they wonder how one can hate the chef. No, it actually looks very good. I just...
So a little capers on top of the pizza as well. And... unfortunately, on one of the pizzas, I drained a bunch of the caper juice on it. So that might be a little salty, but...
I don't think you'll have too much complaint with that.
And when we come back, bringing it off the egg, we'll toss it a little bit of chopped green onions and cilantro on top of this as well.
And once again, it sounds like a lot, but when you really get right down to it, once you start... I mean, by the time it takes 2 minutes to get the salmon ready.
Yeah.
You put that on the egg.
Right.
And then by the time it's ready, the bacon's rendered.
Right.
And you've got your, while the bacon's rendering, you chop your veg, and there you have it.
Right.
And I mean, so you're not spending a ton of time, and you can make these individual. For instance, let's say people don't necessarily like capers. You could take the capers off.
Sure.
Off of one and leave it on the other.
These are little 6 or 8 inch.
These are like little personal rounds. Pizzas.
Yeah.
And what's even better is if you want a cheese on yours, you can put cheese on it.
That's horrible, cheese on salmon.
Not if you took you know what I would do? I would use a nice, like I do on my pizzas at home, I'd take those sheets of provolone.
Because
it's not a powerful cheese. It won't overwhelm, like, some of the smoked goudas and stuff. Where you
but
get so
why
much...
do you need it, though?
Because it's fattening and it tastes good. Cheese on a pizza is like jelly on peanut butter. It just enhances the experience.
Funny you mention that, because later I'm going to be proving that out.
Yes.
Jelly with peanut butter and soy sauce and fish sauce and
as a matter of fact, I think you didn't tell us why you're not going fishing. What happened to your fishing trip when you're up in Michigan?
I've got to get back and handle some other business of the real world. So
yes. Well, that's too bad, because it's kind of fun. And when they're really hitting, man, it can be a blast. Speaking of a blast, my friends, you're having a blast right here on Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We are the only live radio cooking show in the world, which takes you and yours on that weekly culinary journey into true theater of the mind radio. When we come back, Chef Eric is going to put his pizzas on the big green egg, and we're going to find out from a few lucky recipients, will they live or will they not? All that and so much more right here on Chef and a Fat Man, a Blue Collar Chef, live from the Big Green Egg Retail Center.